Good morning. This is Cindy Fazio with the Washington Department of Financial Institutions. Today is Tuesday, March 22nd. It's about 9:05, and this is the public hearing under the amendments to the rules under the Consumer Loan Act. The Consumer Loan Act is found at RCW 31.04, and the rules are found in the Washington Administrative Code at 208-620. DFI began a rulemaking to amend those rules, and a CR 101 was filed, a CR 102 was filed, and this is the public hearing that accomplishes the filing of the CR 102. So without further ado, I'll open up the hearing. Welcome and thank you for joining us at this public hearing on the proposed rules under the Consumer Loan Act. My name is Cindy Fazio. I was designated by the Director of the Division of Consumer Services as the presiding officer for this hearing. Please make sure you have signed the sign-up sheet. If you did not put your address or email address on the sign-up sheet, please do that before you leave so that we can provide you with a copy of the next public documents, two of them that will detail our consideration of the comments. One of those documents is entitled the Concise Explanatory Statement. The other one is entitled the Review Memorandum Summary. And those documents will be posted to our website along with an audio recording of this hearing and all of our rulemaking documents. The purpose of this hearing is to receive public comment on the proposed rules that have been drafted to implement changes in the Consumer Loan Act rules. DFI will continue to consider all comments received until 5 o'clock p.m. on March 25th, 2016. That is a date that is different from the date noted in the CR 102. We have extended the period of time to receive comments until March 25th, 2016, and that's close of business on that day. The proposed rule was filed with the Code Revisor as the CR 102 on February 16, 2016, and was published in the Washington State Register at WSR 16-05-085 on March 2, 2016. The existing rules are amended to implement changes to the law to aid the regulated industries by having consistent rules within the mortgage marketplace and to make technical changes for clarity and consistency. DFI has received written comments on the proposed rules, and those comments are part of the public record of the rulemaking, and some of the comments I know are posted on our website right now. I believe we're going to be receiving other written comments, and those will be posted on the website again. So again, we will continue to evaluate all comments through March 25th, 2016. At this time, I would ask that any person who would like to submit additional written testimony to do so by providing the comments to Sarah Recheck by email at sarah.recheck@dfi.wa.gov, by fax to 360-586-5068, or by delivery to 150 Israel Road Southwest in Tumwater, Washington at 98501, or by mail to Post Office Box 41200, Olympia, Washington 98504-1200. All this information can be found on the DFI rulemaking website as well. At this time, we have not received any requests to provide testimony at the hearing, and we have some observers at the hearing, but nobody who wishes to testify. It's about 10 after 9, so we'll hold the hearing open for another 5 minutes or so. Then what I will do is just close the hearing temporarily, and if anybody shows up during the time period of 9 to 11, we'll just reopen. We'll reopen the hearing. I will adjourn the hearing, however, probably at about 9:30, And then again, if anybody shows up and there's been problems with traffic or people are late or for whatever reason, we'll reopen the hearing. So at this time, you'll just hear a pause while we wait to see if anybody shows up. Thank you. This is Cindy Fazio again, and it's March 22nd, 2016, and this is the hearing on the amended rules under the Consumer Loan Act. We closed down the hearing as there had been no attendees who wished to testify. It's now a little bit after 9:30. I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the hearing. Thank you very much for attending this hearing. We will review all of the comments received and proceed with consideration and adoption of the final rules. This hearing is adjourned at 9:34 a.m. on March 22nd, 2016. Thank you.